Frit Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival, and this is an extract from the Berlinale Talent Masterclass entitled Hybrid News, Documenting True Events. In this extract, filmmaker Atsushi Funahashi talks about objectivity in cinema and the difference between documentary filmmaking and the news.
I'm a big fan, actually, of American documentarist Frederick Wiseman. He does all those observational films. I highly recommend you to watch his movies. He clears all the preconception you have. So you don't plan ahead. You just go with the camera and see what you see. So you try to observe. You don't judge things. You don't plan to shoot. So I totally against writing a script of documentaries. I just shoot whatever I see. But you kind of trust your guts. You think this is going to be very important. Then you just go with the camera and talk to the people. That's how I did it at Nuclear Nation. Right after Fukushima nuclear disaster, this, power plants just exploded. Then I just grabbed the camera and I went there and then start filming people. Then you see many problems. You know, as you see in the European news, I imagine then all the news media just go, this is the huge difference between the journalism and the filmmaking. The journalism goes where the problem is, the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, and it goes to the Tokyo, where the parliament is, or the politicians talking, or TEPCO, this electric company. They go there and then they do a press conference. They go back and between those two spots. But one thing I noticed is the people who evacuated, those people are really neglected. So I thought the people who got most suffering is the one the neglected the most. Mm-hmm. For the media, for the journalism, you can say, okay, they are suffering. But it doesn't make big news headline. Mm-hmm. If there's another explosion at the Fukushima, then there's a headline. There's another, maybe this prime minister said that they're going to do this and that, then this becomes the headline. Mm. But just a regular citizen, the refugee people, they became refugee. They are without houses within their own country. And then those people don't really make headlines. And I thought that's the one I have to film the documentary. I don't stage the documentaries. I know some filmmakers do, but as I said, this is kind of research process. So I'm in a different mode. Mm-hmm. And when I film, I try to absorb whatever I see. And that's kind of a desire I always had. I went to the film school and I learned filmmaking and I wrote scripts. But always I felt I don't know about the world enough. Mm-hmm. So you are kind of living in a very small world and you try to write something interesting. Mm-hmm. But I always felt this scare and fear. I don't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I start doing a documentary. So whenever I shoot documentaries, I'm like observing, absorbing an observation mode. So I try to capture everything I can. Mm-hmm. So I don't judge, I don't plan, but I think about it on the editing board with a final cut. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm saying it's kind of not so interesting to me, and also unethical to judge what you're trying to capture before what you've seen, because you're kind of throwing, you're casting your preconception. Yeah. But you don't know anything about it. So why you kind of think, plan ahead?
To listen to the full panel discussion, other panel discussions from the 65th Berlinale and other film festivals and markets around the world, check out our Fred Extra channel. Thanks very much for listening and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.